Sure you have. I'm so sure you all have it.
Karen probably have played it.
You have probably even seen the bad video of it, right?
Yes.
Come on, internet. Don't be so low. Rocket Ages. You guys can take a seat if you want, or you can say standing and stuff. Just stylistically, I want to listen to it for 30 seconds. It's a little folksy, it's a little bluesy. It was actually this band named Extreme. There was two guys with really long hair, and they were just like a little out there. Okay, so that's the like general sense of it. Yeah,
that's what cool. We have to sing in auditions, right? Like that's the portion.
That's the portion, pretty much. Yeah. These are the two. Come on, interwebs. There we go. This is actually better. This is the two of them in like their pure 90s rock and roll, right? Ladies. I actually almost feel like it's just on the cusp.
I
don't like it. Middle school, so. But here we got a nice lady singing. So, again, guitar, piano, right? So, I'm going to do my best here. In many of these songs, there are riffs and grace notes and little things that, you know, happen like this is going to be an odd range for me. Saying I love you is not the word I thought I'd hear from you. Right, like a little riff like that. We're not going to get into those in detail. And I don't need you to do that audition. Right, so we can just get the melody. If you want to riff a little bit where you hear it, where it's written, go for it. But I don't need it to be over the top. The hand does not need to be included. So in all of these songs, there are little riffs, there are little grace notes, which are those little like notes that are smaller and next to it and indicate sort of a slide from one to the other. There may be some swoops on the show, but we will
see.
No swoops, right? This is a rock show. So we might have to do them. But they will be used with purpose and in places where we need them. The guys may sing with a little distortion in their voice as an effect in some spots. We won't just scream our way through the whole show, right? That's never going to work. So let's take a look at More Than Words, and keep it. We'll just keep it nice and simple. So here's an intro, and let's see what happens. So the intro is going to sound like this, just so you guys get a sense of what it is.
Thank you.
So,
it's in the, there's another thing that's like audition
in the,
music, and that has the next.
The online one has
it. It's in the PDF. And I asked if it was in the printed copy because mine didn't have it. And I said, uh-oh, it looks like the printed copy didn't get it. And I got back a response in the affirmative that said, don't worry, it's in there.
Nope, it's not.
So it's only like two bars, right?
Yeah.
It's in the copy. So we're, how far do you guys get? 20?
Then you would. It stops at right at then you would. Maybe 25.
It's 25. It's even further back than I thought.
Yeah.
Then you would. Sing it all together, you'll learn it. It'll be really easy. Yeah? Let's go back to the beginning and do it again. You can always stand up anytime you want. But if you're tall and standing, you'll come over here a little bit. So you're not blocking the nosebleed seats. We're gonna go right on it this time. So here we go. 3, 4, 1, and
sing out loud.
About this, right? Your audition is about your attitude, right? Fake these notes. If you listen to the cast recording, if you listen to 3 different versions of the original song, I swear to you they'll never be the same, right? Whenever there's a little riff, it's a suggestion, right? So we're probably going to play with those when we get to them in the show. And if there's an ensemble moment, we don't play with them, we set them, because if you have multiple people doing multiple things at once, it's a mess. But in a solo situation, you can play with that. So if you're not sure of any options, then we can address that. But if you have several options, then pick one. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Yeah? All right, so let's do it again. I'm not hearing anything grossly out of tune or completely against rhythm. There's a lot of syncopation in all of these songs. It's all off the beat. So just to check one spot, right? Looking at, show me how you feel. What's that, 1920, right? I need to show me how you feel. All off the beats, right? One and two and three and four and, right? It's all that. That is as rockish as I can get. So,
wait, what's the note for how easy?
What measure? Oh. Good to see you as well.
It's fun to hear music again.
There's two musicals going on right now.
They're big musicals. Can I ask you a quick question?
Yeah.
Now that I've interrupted.
Sure.
You go till 4:30? What time?
4:30.
Thank you.
Yes. Joe, are you in here afterwards?
I actually meet Rachel, not you, but that's okay.
Okay.
Oh, always happy to see you then.
Okay. Yeah, it's 4:30.
Oh, okay. I was like, what?
Am I in something right now? All right, let's do it again. If there are no particular questions, with the introduction. Andy's here because he's proxy for everyone else in rehearsal right now.
Yes. So 22, more than words. It's commonly, and I think in the recording, it's like a glissando, like pretty consistently.
So that's literally what that slur means.
It should be.
Yeah. It should be.
Okay.
Slur. Yeah.
Slur. Got it.
It doesn't have to be like way over the top or anything, but it's there, right? All right. Going once. Going twice.
Soul.
Okay. Let's look at Shadows of the Night. These are all so short. How many people have heard this song?
Probably.
What?
90. What? Yeah. Shh.
About
to. I didn't even close the laptop.
Yeah.
The Wi-Fi is just so bad.
Yeah. I like this one.
So, I'm going to pull a typical introduction out of Hairspray for this one. Right, that's where it's going to start. And I'll just be a vamp so that you guys know if anyone chooses that one. Does everyone know this song? That's it. That's like 16 bars. That totally show off your stuff, right? You got those bars so quick. So that's a little harder. It's a little more edgy, right? And don't want you to scream your way through it. Take it easy. That key is the same as the one that's on the CD, on the original cast recording. So if you sing with it, you're good. Where the words is as well. So that's good. The guy's numbers are not. So they get, it's even higher on the CD, on the original cast recording, than it should ever be. All right, so let's take a look at this from the beginning. Take it down tempo a little bit. So here we go. So one, two, three. Similarly for God, nobody else, they're running from the quick, like, it's like a U-turn.
Yeah.
The song is moving, right? Let's do the whole thing again with the intro. I'll do it twice, so four bars total. Switches to another song. So finding selections for auditions is actually really hard because there's no like 30 bar chunk of anything. There's always somebody interrupting or the narrator comes in and has a commentary or there's a guitar solo or something happens, right? So this song, there's a cut because I wanted to show off a little more range. So hopefully it makes sense and it should. And this song is one of those that's fully guitar driven, so I'm going to do my best to play something. But it's not perfect. So everyone should have measures 1 through 14, right? And then there should be a big rectangle, and then it comes to measure 49. And then a measure where you're singing on the lower staff, right? So there's two staffs, Stacy's on top, and Sherry's singing the lower line, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then at 51, it's actually a little bit of a mashup, where he's singing, "It was the heat of the moment," and she's singing her "Hate Myself for Loving You" melody in the major on top of it. For those musicology nerds, it's a slightly different version. So, and that happens a lot in the show. There's a lot of sort of counterpoint of like someone singing a random melody line, and I'm going to sing something that's kind of like the original, but not quite. So there's a reason I put it there, because I want to sort of hear how you deal with that change as well. All right. Well, let's listen to a little drop of this, if we can.
Yeah.
Obviously, not
yeah,
just
anymore.
Oh, more than one measure, Daniel. That's as far as you go with the recording.
Wait, so that's what the like clip is for the audition?
Well, that, it keeps going because I needed more.
But like, just go right into that, or you like pause?
So if you
go.
Then fast forward a little bit into the song, there's another part where she goes.
So it just goes into that.
Yeah, I just cut out a few parts. After this. So it picks up here, like, here it is. It's got 1, 3, 5. Instead of the ending, I need you to just put on your best attitude and find a rhythmically interesting way to say, "I hate myself for loving you." Or if you've decided to be a snarky, really dry-witted Sherry, then you would do it really snarky and dry-witted. But you need to make a choice there. I just want you wanted to see a choice. So it could be cheery, or it could be like full-on deadpan, right? Like, but it has to be a choice. So you've got 3 or 4 weeks to think about that.
Yeah, I have that in mind.
So does that make sense? If you write it down now, if you listen to that track, it picks up at 1 minute and 35
so
seconds.
Right here? Is
yep.
Where at 135?
Yep. At measure 49. We go into 6 sharps for some horrible reason.
Cool.
Wait,
there's 2 lines raising, right? One is the guy singing, the other one is, so you just continue with like the feminine.
Yes. So at 51, there's 2 lines. It's the lower line. Yep. The one that, and don't change, if the lyrics look totally unfamiliar, that's why. All right. Can we try it again? Or for once? So let's do it once, just with the melody.
Every night and day.
for loving you.
And it could be rhythmic, it could be, it's totally on you. I want to see, like, if there are 20 people that do it, I want to see 20 different versions of that. So you've got those last two bars. So, once again, be careful of the 1, 2, 3, 4, I'm not really jealous. Don't like him like a clown. The reason those quick 16th notes work, like, hey, Jack, it's fast, is because we have straight eights in other places. So the contrast has to be there. Right?
Yeah.
Okay, once again. Thank you. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, and.
Hey, Jack, it's a fact they're talking in town. I turn my back and you're messing around. Not really jealous, don't like looking like a clown. I think of you every night and day. You took my heart and you took my pride away. I hate myself for loving you. Can't break free from the things that you do. I wanna walk when I run next to you.
I hate myself for loving you. It's so weird. It just jumps to lower all of a sudden.
Yeah, because it's the alternate. I think the original is, what page is this on? Number 15. The original is in minor, and it, you only get to do it once, the first one, but it's like, that's all I actually, what's written is going to somewhere not helpful.
Yeah.
It's going to the next chunk of the song, which is actually the heat of the moment. So it doesn't actually help to hate myself for loving you. But that is unfortunately the entire show. So there's just like no chunks of this. Specific questions about this one. And we'll do one more time. No? Candy?
Can we go over the transition from the riff at 49 into the key of the chorus?
Yes, because I am not playing the notes on B3. You'll see on B3 I measure 50, thank you, and you just hear it in G sharp and F. So what's your name? But it's one of those riffs that you can just shorten and make it simpler for this, and when we get into the show, we'll get onto all the details in January, but to make it now.
It's in one set. It's the one that's broken is an LT.
Alright, shall we do it one more time? or?
It's still unhappy.
Actually, we can sing all three again.
Yeah. We just said
one. Here we go.
Around, but not really jealous, don't act like a clown. I think of you every night and day. You took my heart and you took my pride away. I hate myself for loving you. Can't break free from the things that you do. I wanna walk, but I run back to you.
So for all the songs, including this one kind of is so edgy and forceful that it happens just happens by default. Make sure you sing to the ends of your phrases, right? Loving you. It's there pretty much. I think you're all doing it already. But sing through the end of your phrases. Consonants are still important. It's a rock show, but I'm still going to be super anal about all that stuff. Consonants are important. Breaths are important. Know where you're going to breathe. They're short, they're fast, so the breaths are not as tricky here. You're not doing long, drawn-out phrases. But you've still got to think about the details. Any more questions about that? No? Okay, let us go back to the shadows of the night and do that one. And then we'll do the other one again.
Yeah.
so much. I'll see you in 2 weeks.